This is Ted Kennedy. A new study details the surprisingly low quality of jobs created in the Reagan years. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a recent economic study by Democrats on the Senate Budget Committee puts your phony claims to shame about the quality of jobs created in the Reagan years. For the first time since World War II, a generation of Americans is entering the workplace across the country and finding worse jobs and lower pay than their parents had. That's why Governor Dukakis has been striking a responsive chord whenever he talks about his commitment to good jobs at good wages. Vice President Bush talks big about 17 million jobs created, Al, but what he never mentions is that half of those jobs are at wages so low they don't even reach the poverty level for a family of four. Middle-income jobs are being created at only half the rate even of the 1970s. The middle-class squeeze is real for millions of families, Al, and Reaganomics is to blame.
Hey, thanks for bringing the job issue up today, Ted. The Republicans have really delivered on that one, and I love talking about it. Since 1982, this Republican administration has seen to the creation of nearly 18 million new jobs. In the manufacturing sector, and those are all jobs higher than the minimum wage, some 70,000 jobs have been created in just the last 4 months. Of all the new jobs created in the last year, 56% are in occupations with median earnings of over $28,000 a year. You sneeze at that? The number of jobs in the Labor Department's lowest-paying category even declined last year. You Democrats try to cook the books. And most Americans like seeing those hard-earned dollars going a little further because the Reagan-Bush administration put the skids on inflation and lowered interest rates. Good jobs at good wages. How hollow. Democrats promise, but Republicans deliver. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.